Hello, Ross?
Yes, hey, who's
Ross?
calling, please?
It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your account lead.
Oh, okay.
I was calling
yeah,
to
I'm
follow
here.
Up with you. Are you ready for me to do the application fee for the Google Guaranteed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it won't be the same card that's on file.
Okay, let me pull that. Are you going to leave this card that's on file now for regular billing?
Sure.
Okay, so let me pull it
up. But this one payment, I have to do it on a different card.
That's fine. I just want to pull the current card off so I don't lose the information. Give me just a second. Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4815.
4815.
8800.
8800.
3525.
3525.
0051.
0051. Expiration month and year?
0328.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
158.
And for security purposes, you're just because we're on the recorded line and I have to, what is your first pet's name?
Red.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and charge the account for the $250 application fee. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to
send Can I make an address change?
Yeah, give me just a second. An address change to this card or just the address period?
For the business, yeah.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me do this really quickly, and then, yes, I can take that. So for this, it's going to have you upload your – when I send you the application, Ross, it's going to have you upload your business documents, okay? It's going to have you upload the business license, the insurance, your Social Security number, your driver's license, so they can conduct the background check and get everything moving forward. Now – on those documents, they all need to be the same. It needs to be the same matching information. That's how it is, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So is that going to be the same address that you're going to give me for this as well?
Well, maybe we can just leave it as it is for right now if it's going to be a problem. But the other information would be on my home address, basically.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me put this information back in very quickly. Put back in your other card so we have that saved. Okay, so the address that I have here is I have an address of 470 City Boulevard West.
Yeah.
Is that's not the address that you want?
No.
A different address? Give it to me. Go ahead. We're going to have to re-trigger for Google Business Verification.
Uh-huh. Well, at least you'll have it.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and have them re-trigger that?
Well, I don't know what you mean by re-trigger anything.
Okay. So your Google Business Verification, you have a Google Business profile at this address already that we're trying to get access to. Okay. So we've connected with Google. We have filled out a form to have a duplicate removal. So what that means is that right now we're trying to gain access to that because it's already a current one. If we go in and change the address again right now, what they're going to ask us to do is to re-verify that information. Okay? And it's going to prolong the process.
So what do you suggest?
Well, what I suggest is to let us get through with what Actually, let me talk with the supervisor and see what he's
doing. No, let's just, if you think we should just continue and get the approval, then let's just do that.
For now, that's what I think, but I'm going to put in here that you want to make an address change soon. What is the address that you want to change it to?
Well, I'm not sure I should give that to you. You say it's going to prolong the situation and all that?
I'm not going to put it in there right now. I'm just going to notate the account with it, and then what I'm going to do is I'm still going to do a deep dive into it with the technician and see exactly where they're at in this moment with the Google call and what's going on, because as you know, everything's always fluid. That was 4 days ago when we had notated the account. So if by chance they think that it's a good idea to do that, then I'll call you back and tell you that I'm going to make the change and I already have the information for you, so you don't have to spend any more time on the phone. Or I can send you a text and say, yes, they recommend to make the change, and I've put the information in. But if not, if they don't recommend that we make the change, then I won't make the change, and I'll text you the same thing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like this verification is going to be kind of a rough deal. I mean, I still got to have the, I mean, can I text over the information, like my ID card, license, and then a copy of my liability insurance? And
well, what
or
I
is it
right
an email?
Now, I just sent the application over to you via email, and I'm sending it over to you via text message. So what happens is when you click on the link, Ross, it's extremely easy. You literally just upload those documents. So instead of texting them, you're just going to click the box, and it's going to upload from the photos on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you have trouble getting the application done, then I personally will help you fill the application out, but you're going to have to give me all of that personal information if that's what you need, if you need me to help you. If you're struggling with it, I have helped a couple
of
times.
No, I'm sure it won't be a problem.
Okay, but if it is, I don't mind helping. I've had a couple of clients that just had trouble with it, so I did it for them. But I just want you to be aware of that, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I've sent that out to you now. And then did you – I know that when – let me see here. So when we had spoken, we were going over a couple of different items. So let's see here. Hold on a minute. I know that you
So, yeah, I can get a copy of my driver's license, a copy of my license card.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need liability and what else?
You're just going to need a court. It's an accord document for the insurance. It's just a different form of the insurance. It's the same thing. You don't have to make any changes or purchase anything extra for it. It's literally just the accord document.
And there's no holder for that, right?
No, there's no holder for that. And then you are going to have the business license. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you want to go with both verticals? Did you want to go? I know we had spoken about handyman as well as we had spoken about the handyman vertical as well as the
general. Not the handyman as much, but I mean.
Not the GC, right? That's what I thought.
Well, the tile, you know, the showers, the bath remodels.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
stuff
the general
like that.
Contractor. Yes, absolutely. So within the general contractor vertical, we do have the subcategories for that. So they're going to go over that during the client interview. We're going to be very specific with the services, but I can go ahead and notate here. So your options are, I know you weren't doing all of them. Like, you're not doing foundations and concrete. You're not doing exterior finishing. You aren't doing roofing, right?
Yeah.
Are you doing decks and patios?
Well, no, not particularly.
Okay.
But I can paint them.
So you want the bathroom remodels? You want the home addition? Did you still want the home addition or no?
Well, no, not addition.
Okay. Okay.
But painting and decorating, you know, I have a license for that, you know.
The home remodel, the home renovation, interior finish, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. That's what you wanted from general contractor. And then from handyman.
Well, we need painting in there too. Commercial, residential, commercial painting.
We're going to grab it from handyman because painting is in the handyman vertical. So that's where we get tile. That's where we get painting. So we have, the tile, drywall, flooring, painting.
Well, not drywall. I mean, I can do drywall, but it's not specifically for drywall. But if it's in there, that's fine. But I mean, of course, we do repair work and we do tear out walls. We can put up a wall. That's all right. And, you know, we do wall texture and paint, you know, so.
Right. So what we have here is we have those two verticals and those keywords are within those verticals. Now, if you don't want drywall, you don't have to take it. I will.
Right,
I'll take
that's
it
exactly
off the
right.
List. Then I'll take it off the list of things that you don't want. Do you want flooring?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you want tile?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
And you want water fixtures, installing and repairing water fixtures, or no?
No.
Okay. Do you want repair or install ceiling fans?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
If there's a handyman job and they need it, I can do it. But I don't want to.
No,
I don't need the handyman service,
yeah.
You know.
That's why I'm asking. So within the handyman vertical, we're only going to target the painting, the flooring, and the tile. That's it. We're not.
Yeah, we do pressure washing to wall texture, you know.
Okay.
In the painting department.
Right.
You know.
Okay. So I've got those things down, and then I need to schedule your client interview with my technician. So I'm going to give you about 24 hours or longer if you need longer to go ahead and get the application completed. Do you want me to have the technician call you tomorrow morning, or do you want something for Wednesday?
Tomorrow around this time is fine.
Okay.
Or later in the afternoon. I don't know. You guys leave at 4, don't you?
Yeah, I can do Wednesday at this time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to give you 2 days to fill out that application. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so with this...
Yeah, if I have any problem with that, I'll call you.
Exactly. You call me. So your minimum monthly budget, I believe, is the $869. Give me just a second, because when you're filling out the application, it's going to ask you for your minimum monthly budget. I'm going to text that number over to you so that you have it. When it asks for field workers, don't put any field workers in there. If you're the only one, I believe we already talked about this. You're the only one doing the estimates and things like that. So just put 0 field workers and your information. Your minimum monthly budget is $869, and then you're going to have both verticals coming out of that. So for those.
Yeah, well, this will be a couple of weeks from now, right?
At least. At least.
Yeah, at least.
But you
okay.
have to put it on the application. It's going to ask you what is the minimum monthly budget. So I don't want you to lose
$869.
That number. $869. Yeah, $869, because I know you're busy, okay?
Yeah, I'm on the job, so.
I know you are. You always are. So I'm going to send you
I'm okay.
And I'm going to send you a reminder for our appointment on Wednesday, and I'm going to be the one to call and introduce you to our agent at right around this same time, and we're going to call from the 877 number, okay?
And what number are you going to call?
I'm going to call, I called you on the 951.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, well, the 949 is the main number. That's the advertising number.
Right, but I don't
but,
like to tie
I still
that
have
line
them
up
both.
When we're talking about this. I don't like to tie that line up, because then if customers are trying to call you on that line and you're on the phone with me, I feel like that's tying you up.
Yeah. Well, it's not that busy these days. It's been raining too much, you know.
Yeah, I do understand that. We're going to crank it on up for you. This is going to be great.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, I'll have all the paperwork together here that I need
okay.
for you on Wednesday. So.
Yeah, so you're going to load it all onto the application. You're going to click the application. You're going to upload those to the application itself, and then you're going to confirm the application and send it in, and then we'll call you on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. Yeah, around this time, that's fine. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to do it for this time, and we'll get you on the phone with Miss Bonnie, and you have my information if you need it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds okay. Sounds fine.
All right.
So,
I look forward to talking with you. If you have any questions about the application, you call in and you press 224 to speak to Amy, okay?
Okay. I'll record that. Okay.
Yep. You got it. Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.